People with stroke sit for long periods each day, which may compromise blood glucose control and increase risk of recurrent stroke. Studies in other populations have found regular activity breaks have a significant acute positive effect on glucose metabolism. I'm Carmen Nerve Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and we first published the BUST Stroke, which is the Breaking Up Sitting Time After Stroke Protocol paper, in 2016, and we're very pleased to publish the results and a further paper on frequent short bouts of light intensity exercises while standing and the decreases of systolic blood pressure. I had the opportunity to speak to Dr. Coralie English, lead investigator, who explained the BUST trial in detail.
I'm Associate Professor Coralie English from the University of Newcastle and the Priority Centre for Stroke and Brain Injury at the University of Newcastle.
Why is sitting time important after stroke?
It's a really important area for us to start to investigate because we know how important physical activity is for our health. And we know that up at one end of the exercise spectrum, getting enough moderate to vigorous physical activity, or the huffing and puffing type exercise, we know that's a very potent trigger for health benefits for everybody, including people after stroke, but it's very, very difficult to achieve. At the other end of the physical activity spectrum, we have the balance between either sitting and doing nothing during the day, or moving at a light intensity, so just standing and walking or ambling around. And we know that's where the majority of our time is spent every day, and particularly for stroke survivors. And there's been some suggestion in other population groups that if we can reduce sitting time and increase some of that light intensity activity, we may have an effect on health. But we don't know enough about that, so that's why we felt it was important to do this particular study.
So what did you examine with BUST? What were you looking at?
So with the BUST trial, we were looking at trying to understand a little bit about the physiology of sitting time and the physiology of breaking up sitting time. So we wanted to look at the immediate effects on the body, in particular on cardiovascular disease risk factors, compared when we compared people sitting all day to getting up regularly and moving.
Explain your methods, the way that you tested the trial.
So this was a randomised crossover trial. So that meant that all the participants that were recruited did all three of the conditions, and they did all three conditions in randomised order. And those conditions were coming into our clinical trials unit at the Hunter Medical Research Institute, coming in the morning and sitting all day and only getting up to go to the toilet, essentially. The second condition was coming in and sitting down in the morning, but then every half an hour for 3 minutes, getting up and doing some exercises in standing. They were just gentle exercises like marching on the spot, mini squats, and going up and down on their toes. And the third condition, every half an hour, they walked at a comfortable pace for 3 minutes before sitting down again. So that was the three conditions that people did in randomised order, and we measured particular cardiovascular disease risk factors throughout the day.
And how did you measure those?
So our primary outcome, we're particularly interested in the impact of sitting time on glucose control, because many studies in other populations, including people with type 2 diabetes and including people who are healthy and those who are overweight, a range of studies have shown that if you are breaking up your sitting time with activity, then you get less of the glucose spikes that happen after a meal. So usually when we eat a meal, our glucose levels go up, what they call postprandial, after a meal, glucose increases. And previous studies have shown that if you're sitting all day, those glucose swings go quite high, whereas if you're getting up and moving regularly, those glucose swings tend to be less. And that's important for stroke in particular, because big swings in glucose level can set off a process called oxidative stress that can lead to problems with the blood vessels. So because that was one of the strongest findings in the earlier studies of sitting time outside of stroke, that was our primary outcome in this trial. But we also measured blood pressure regularly throughout the day. And we did that because that's one of the most important risk factors for stroke, and there was some indication that this moving, getting up and moving around frequently may have a beneficial effect on blood pressure.
In terms of the glucose findings, the trial appears neutral, well, or, you know, erring on the side of negative. What do you think is the reason behind that?
It was a really interesting finding, and one we weren't expecting, because as I said, so many other studies and other population groups have found consistent benefits for this idea of breaking up sitting time. We're just in the process now of doing a large scoping review to really thoroughly look at that, but that's certainly what the other literature is telling us. So there's something different happening in stroke that, to be frank, we don't understand. It could be something to do with muscle mass, because we know that people tend to lose some of their muscle mass when their muscle fibre type changes after stroke, and muscle is the main place that we metabolise glucose. So that's one possibility. But essentially, we don't know why we didn't find that result when it's been found in so many other population groups. And it was really a very neutral finding. There was no trend or no indication of any between group differences.
So what part, so secondary analysis of the trial, you found some interesting findings with blood pressure. Could you explain those?
Yeah, so the blood pressure findings were very promising. So it's important to also say that we measured blood pressure every half an hour, and we measured it in the seating position before people got up and moved. So if they were on a day where they were getting up and moving every half an hour, at about 5 minutes to the hour or 5 minutes to the half hour, after they'd been sitting for at least 25 minutes, we would take their blood pressure measure, and then they would get up and do their activity. So the measure wasn't a direct response to the activity. But what we found was that particularly on the days that people did the standing exercises, their overall blood pressure across the day was lower. So we had a positive effect on reducing blood pressure. And that's important because we know that blood pressure is one of the, or high blood pressure is one of the main risk factors for stroke and for secondary stroke.
So what part did hypertensive medications play in this trial?
Well, we obviously wanted to make sure we understood what medications people were on, because that's an important confounder, and we recorded that. And interestingly, around a half of people, of the participants in our trial, weren't on antihypertensive medications, which is interesting in and of itself. But the results were robust, regardless of whether people were on medications or not. So that even if people were taking antihypertensive medications, the benefits of getting up and moving a little bit often remained in terms of reducing their blood pressure. The impact of that regular movement was stronger for people who weren't taking antihypertensive, but it was the same across both groups. It was positive across both groups.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Dr. Coralie English, lead investigator for the BUST Stroke Trial. The International Journal of Stroke is published by the World Stroke Organization. To become a member, please go to our website, worldstroke.com.